Mule deer captures in the Wyoming range, showing some good numbers. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Wildlife managers in the Jackson-Pinedale regions recently conducted aerial surveys to classify the Wyoming range and sublette mule deer herds. The data is especially of interest following the severe winter of 2022-23, which caused above-average mortality and near eradication of that year's fawn numbers. The data collected from these surveys, along with data from ongoing research, provide valuable insight into population trends and assist managers with hunt season recommendations. Data compiled to this point indicates mule deer entered the winter in very good body condition, with the average body fat percentage of adult females at 12.9%, a slight decrease from the average of 15.8% a year ago. Captured fawns on the Wyoming range from last summer showed an average birth mass of 7.7 pounds, the largest measurement recorded since 2016, and nearly a pound larger than average birth mass across all previous years. Drought and extreme winters affect the quality and quantity of forage available to mule deer. That affects the body condition of deer heading into the winter. The relatively mild and snow-free winter conditions over the last 2 years have resulted in high overwinter survival. High precipitation zones that hit 30 inches or more on Wyoming range summer ranges allow a diversity of plants to grow, which enables does to produce and care for viable and healthy fawns before they migrate off to winter ranges. The Wyoming Range Herd December Flight Survey counted 4,902 mule deer and showed a considerable increase in fawn ratios at 83 fawns per every 100 does. The overall buck ratio was up with 28 bucks for every 100 does. Yearling buck ratios increased to 9 for every 100 does, while adult buck ratios remained unchanged at 19 for every 100. In the sublette deer herd, biologists recorded 7,645 mule deer on the flight survey. Here, too, a notable increase in the number of fawns observed, a fawn ratio of 76 fawns per every 100 does. That's the highest ratio since 2006. The overall buck-to-doe ratio remains stable at 34 bucks for every 100 does. The ratio of yearling bucks increased to 10 for every 100 does, whereas the ratio of adult bucks decreased to 23 bucks for every 100 does. Both herds have demonstrated resilience in the past, quickly recovering from periods of high winter mortality. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.